Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest landmark tourism and fashion sustainability event as only Rome could do. The historic complex of the Trajan's Markets in Rome recently hosted the fifth edition of the Phygital Sustainability Expo. This event, unique in its kind, focused on the eco-sustainable transition of fashion brands, design, made in Italy, and tourism. Numerous guests, exhibitions, and public workshops were organized to raise awareness about sustainability across various fields. Co-organization with European institutions. The event was co-organized with the European Parliament and the European Commission to emphasize the EU's pioneering strategy to position itself as a global policymaker in sustainability. Participants included the Mayor of Rome, 100 speakers from 17 different nations, several Italian ministers, international opinion leaders, and sector experts. Tourism Minister Daniela Santanche's intervention. Minister of Tourism Daniela Santanche spoke at the tourism panel, highlighting the intrinsic link between tourism and sustainability. She emphasized the importance of events like the Phygital Sustainability Expo in forecasting future trends. Recent ISTAT data shows that 2023 was a record year for Italian tourism, with over 134 million arrivals and 451 million overnight stays. This success is attributed to the efforts of the President Meloni government and the collective work of sector operators and workers. The minister stressed the need for continuous innovation, especially in sustainability, and mentioned a newly allocated fund of over 5 million euros for sustainable tourism. The need for a green revolution. The clothing industry faces significant challenges in balancing economic growth with environmental sustainability and workers' rights. Minister Santanche emphasized the need for a green revolution to rethink production methods, raw material collection, and familiar clothing usage models. The Phygital Sustainability Expo plays a crucial role in the sustainable transition process. Opening remarks and EU sustainability efforts. Valeria Mangani, president of the Sustainable Fashion Innovation Society, opened the event. Carlo Corazza, director of the European Parliament Office in Italy, and Antonio Parenti, director of the European Commission representation in Italy, highlighted the EU's progress towards achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2050, a key goal of the European Green Deal. Image courtesy of M. Mascolo. Dressing the Future. Valeria Mangani discussed the significance of the event and its innovations. The fashion industry, one of the largest globally with an average annual growth rate of 7.31%, 2021 to 2025, significantly impacts the environment as a primary source of greenhouse gas emissions, including CO2 and other pollutants. The industry produces over 92 million tons of waste and consumes 79 trillion liters of water annually, ranking second in water resource usage and causing water pollution. The fashion market is valued at over 1.3 trillion euros and employs over 290 million people worldwide, driven by fast fashion, which has led to an exponential increase in production, with about 100 billion pieces sold today, a 400% increase from 20 years ago. By 2050, this quantity is expected to triple. Consumer behavior and quality over quantity. Mangani concluded with a principle: buy less in quantity but better in quality. Initially, this might seem more expensive, but it saves money in the long run. When purchasing low-cost outfits through e-commerce and subsequently returning them, it's important to note that these returns cannot be resold on the market. Scientific research and publication. These statistics are part of the new scientific publication Dressing the Future: Vital Interactions as a Source of Innovation. The case of the Sustainable Fashion Innovation Society, produced in collaboration with Sapienza University of Rome and published by Gia Pascelli. The publication was presented at the Phygital Sustainability Expo. 36 companies from 8 different nations and 10 sectors, including fashion, luxury, tourism, energy, entertainment, and food and beverage, participated in the research, along with two international institutions, three national institutions, the Ministry of Made in Italy, 10 multinationals, and 20 highly innovative fashion tech startups. Sustainability as a competitive tool. For fashion companies, sustainability is not only an ethical commitment but also a competitive tool, increasingly important as consumer behavior shifts towards responsible practices. The European States General on Sustainability serves as an international stage where companies, not just brands, but also suppliers, announce their innovations, such as new fabrics, materials, or leather produced entirely from plants. Creating a network. The expo aims to showcase new productions and facilitate meetings between policymakers, including ministers, parliamentarians, European Commission members, brands, manufacturing companies, and startups, thus creating a network that was previously lacking in Italy. This network is a vital point of contact between institutions and production. Sustainability policies and producer responsibility. The European Commission and the European Parliament will develop sustainability policies that will require companies to invest time and money. One example is the Extended Producer Responsibility, EPR, law, an environmental policy that holds producers accountable for the post-consumption phase of their products, including waste management. Sustainability exhibitions and workshops. 10 Italian brands showcased sustainable outfits in an educational exhibition on the terraces of Trajan's Markets, organized by FAO. There was also a workshop on ancient crafts, such as glove making by Unique Consorzio Italiane, and the reintroduction of plant fibers like hemp and silk. The first international cotton table and world premieres were presented by companies, including Radici Group, which has an annual turnover of 1.5 billion euros. Strengthening Made in Italy. In the panel MIMIT Strengthening Made in Italy, Excellence and Strategic Supply Chains, Federico Eichberg, head of the cabinet of the Ministry of Enterprises and Made in Italy, explored how Made in Italy, traditionally associated with fashion, design, and gastronomy, is becoming crucial for the development of cultural, creative, and tourism enterprises. Sustainable tourism as an economic catalyst. The panel discussed how sustainable tourism can act as a catalyst for economic growth, benefiting the environment and promoting Made in Italy abroad. Tourism Minister Daniela Garnero Santanche and Lorenzo Galanti, Director General of IDA Agency for the Promotion Abroad and Internationalization of Italian Companies, discussed innovative strategies to enhance responsible tourism that integrates sustainable practices. They highlighted that, by the end of 2022, Made in Italy exports reached 620 billion euros, marking a 19.8% increase. This remarkable result stems from the valorization of Italian products and their adaptability to a sustainable tourism and commercial model. Image courtesy of M. Mascolo. Revitalizing historical and cultural sites. Minister Galanti emphasized the importance of sustainable tourism for preserving the environment and improving the tourist experience through Italian hospitality. He focused on the tourism potential of Italy's historic and cultural villages, still largely undiscovered. Efficient and sustainable transport. The panel Efficient, Safe, and Environmentally Friendly Transport Towards Carbon Neutrality, Utopia or Reality? Highlighted the current state and prospects of the transport sector, emphasizing the importance of circular economy, energy efficiency, green mobility, and sustainable finance in developing innovative value chains in the sector, with a direct impact on tourism. Lorenzo Peredu, General Manager of Uber Italy, announced new agreements with Italian taxi operators initially in Rome and Milan. Challenges in public transport. Ing. Oliviero Tahir, CEO and founder of Safe Industries, discussed the challenges and opportunities in the public transport sector in Italy, particularly focusing on safety. The discussion underscored the role of sustainability as an integrated component in tourism development strategies, highlighting the need for significant changes in consumption models, supply chains, and management systems to ensure a responsible and resilient tourism future. Conclusion by Valeria Mangani. Phygital Sustainability Expo once again proved to be an essential platform for responsible innovation. Valeria Mangani emphasized that the event is also a critical moment for reflecting on how the fashion, tourism, and other crucial industries for the country's development can promote significant global change. With the support of the European Parliament and the European Commission, the foundation is being laid for a future where tourism not only respects but also enhances and protects cultural and natural heritage as precious and irreplaceable assets. Speakers and topics. Notable speakers included Kaby Lame, who spoke about anti-racism campaigns, Environment Minister Piketo Fratton on Environment Day, and Heinz Beck, who discussed sustainable cuisine and the candidacy of Italian cuisine as UNESCO heritage. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.